This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. And for those of you who tune in regularly on Saturday mornings, you know that over the years, I've had many of my dietitian friends on the show talking about books or their jobs or careers, because not everybody is a supermarket dietitian like me. And it's kind of interesting for me also to hear about dietitians who operate in a different space and have really accomplished some really interesting things or written some books that I think everybody should take a look at. So I'm really thrilled to have with me on the show today, Rebecca Scritchfield. And Rebecca is joining me. You're up in D.C., right, Rebecca?
Yes, I am.
Is it cold up there?
It's actually pretty mild right now. Yesterday was 65 degrees.
That's good. You seem like a warm weather person, that you like warm weather more than cold weather. Am I right?
Yes, definitely. I love the sunshine. Just that vitamin D.
Well, I have to tell everybody a little bit about you. So I've known Rebecca. I think, Rebecca, that I first became aware of you through social media, I want to say. And I think it was probably when I was first getting on social media, so maybe around 2009, 2010. And I met you for the very first time at Fency in Boston. I think it was 6 years ago. Do you remember that? I think you were pregnant then.
Oh, yeah. I was expecting my first baby, a girl.
Audrey, so, right?
Yes.
You were very pregnant. You were very pregnant, if I remember correctly, right?
I think I had her probably about 3 to 4 weeks, if that, after Fency.
And then Rebecca and I both worked as ambassadors for the Canned Foods Alliance. So we reconnected about, I guess, 2.5 years ago or so. And that was after, not too long after your second child, Isla, was born. Is that right?
Yeah, that's, I had my girls about 19 months apart.
Okay.
So they are very close sisters. But
okay.
I really like some of the, one of the best ways I have found to reach a broader audience, as you know, is to be able to, bring your messages out and working with different partners and everything like that, because they connect with more consumers. So I really have enjoyed working with you with them.
Yeah.
Letting people know that canned foods can be a good source of nutrition and help you get healthy meals on the table even faster.
And for those of you, I want to make sure folks find you on on the website, on the internet, also Facebook and social media. So do you want to give a shout out to your different social media platforms so people can find you right away?
Sure. The best place to start is my website, and that's bodykindnessbook.com. From there, you'll get the links to my Facebook page. You can search my name, Rebecca Scritchfield, on Facebook, and you'll see that I have a profile page, and I'm not at my friend limit yet, so you're welcome to friend request me, or you can also just follow my stream there. I share a lot of stuff about health and well-being and my take on Facebook, and I also have a body kindness book page on Facebook as well.
And one of the things, folks, if you don't have the pleasure of having met Rebecca as I have, Rebecca has, she's got like a million watt smile. That is the first thing that you notice about Rebecca when you walk into a room, is this woman's smile will literally light up the room. She has this sort of infectious, like, dynamic personality, but her smile is just, it just will brighten any room that she walks into. So you will see that on her video, and you'll see that with her cute little daughters that are on the video as well if you go to bodykindnessbook.com. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about Rebecca's, you've been calling it, Rebecca, your third child, or your is the body kindness book, right?
It's Yeah. Well, my husband started calling body kindness my book baby.
Your book baby.
And that baby gestated for a lot longer than 9 months. But we just kind of all embraced it as a family. So when the book came out, we literally had a book birthday party complete with cupcakes and candles. And aww, my little girl sang to the book. It was sort of a joke, but it really is. It's been such a part of my life. And it really helped me personally. When I kind of like thought I had done all the work I needed to do, it kind of came at me as just a mom of two young girls and trying to, you know, manage your time and your energy. And it seemed like nothing I ever did was good enough. And so my own inner critic kind of got louder on me again. And, you know, I thought I had nipped that sort of self-judgment, self-criticism, and it came roaring back as a new mom. And that is really how body kindness came to be. I will say, you know, I wrote it for myself first, but I'm just very grateful and happy that it's helping so many other people, because that just is my intention, is to be helpful.
Well, we're going to be talking about Rebecca's book called Body Kindness. And I guess mm-hmm. the entire title is Body Kindness, Transform Your Health from the Inside Out and Never Say Diet Again. And Rebecca, this is a revolutionary time of the year to put out a book that says never say diet again, because this is the season. 'Tis the season of resolutions and dieting, right? So you're walking on the edge here.
I like to think of it as offering a more sane and kind and rational alternative to those extreme titles and plans that you usually see. So I'm having a gut feeling that the time is really right for a more positive and uplifting message that actually works. So I'm willing to roll the dice coming out with all the other crazy resolutions. It will be a bright light in a sea of you know, who knows what.
Yes, exactly. So, folks, again, I'm talking with Rebecca Scritchfield. She's also a registered dietitian nutritionist like me. Her brand new book just came out. It's called Body Kindness. She's going to be telling us where you can find it. I'm sure it's on Amazon, but we're going to be talking about some of the highlights of this book. In the next segment, we'll be talking a little bit more about Rebecca's path to becoming a registered dietitian nutritionist. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. I'm talking to another dietitian today, and that's always fun for me. Her name's Rebecca Scritchfield, and she's written a book called Body Kindness. And I know some of you are sitting out there listening, and you are just waiting to make those New Year's resolutions, and maybe they involve some amount of weight that you really want to lose, and sometimes those amounts of weight that you want to lose are totally unrealistic, and that can become very discouraging. So Rebecca's book is really sort of, I wanted to find a good word to describe it, Rebecca, but it's sort of a way to approach well-being and not just focusing on as a number on a scale. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, that's an excellent example. The book is really about trying to achieve better health by creating new habits that actually fit you best personally. So, you know, with the time of resolutions, when so much you hear is about the focus on dieting and weight loss as the goal of body kindness is about how you can change your habits and actually enjoy doing it. And there's something I call throughout the book called spiraling up, which is the idea of thinking about what interests you to boost your motivation and trying to do that. And because the more you repeat that, you improve your mood and you improve your behaviors over the long term, because you really chose things that you liked. And we've got to, you know, take action that fits our life. And it's very important to consider that, you know, you might lose weight. You might lose maybe some, but not as much as you hoped. Or you might not lose weight when you change your habits, that it's not as black and white as we like to think it is. But if your bigger interest is improving your health and your life satisfaction, I think Body Kindness really could be a book for you. It's certainly a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, I think it becomes, it can be kind of a negative thing to get so tied into a number on a scale, because we know as dietitians, Rebecca, that that number can fluctuate throughout a day or throughout a week due to things like water weight. So focusing on a bigger picture, on your health, on your happiness, is not as quantifiable, but maybe a better strategy in the long run. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that if you really stop and think about what matters to you most in life, we're going to say things like our relationships and our kids and our families and, you know, living without regrets. And there's a lot of times where we will overthink our weight and our appearance and prevent ourselves from doing things that we actually could really enjoy in life because we put so much of our energy into our appearance. And so I think that that's kind of what I'm trying to help get at, is a blueprint and a roadmap that you can use that really does help you, you know, make those changes. Because absolutely, there's always going to be somebody who says, but I'm sedentary and I want to walk more, or I really do need to eat more vegetables. And I mean, I'm a nutritionist and I help people change their behavior. So when somebody's interested in that thing, those things, I want to help them do that. But it can really sabotage you in your progress when you're overthinking the goal of expecting a certain amount of weight loss or to look a certain way that just might not be part of the genetic makeup for you and your time of life. And so it's really important to kind of take a more realistic and compassionate approach that works with the current body you have to create, you know, a better and a happier and healthier life going forward.
So I think, you know, one of the things we want to talk about a little bit is, you know, this has not, as a dietitian, this is a lot of times counterintuitive to what we were taught going through school, where we were taught as dietitians a lot of focus on weight and, you know, height for weight. And so some of this is, Did you find it kind of unlearning, but sort of redirecting your thought process a little bit?
Oh, yes, 100%. I mean, I loved nutrition school because I was a calorie counter. I was a dieter. I mean, I started dieting, you know, before I was a teenager.
Right.
So I loved being in nutrition school and calculating and analyzing and all that. I was getting to use like my kind of disordered patterns there. And, you know, it's just, we are brought up in a prescriptive medical model. And I really do believe that when people go into nutrition and dietetics, that their personal goal is to improve life, improve health, and to help people. And for me, it was a complete shift in my thinking and my approach, and then frankly, my understanding that was brought on by a mix of me learning to let go of dieting in my own life, and then realizing that I was prescribing for clients and doing with clients things that I no longer believed in and wanted to do for myself. And it just kind of blew open the door for me where I didn't have all the answers. I didn't know what, you know, to do if I wasn't going to focus on dieting and weight loss. But I was curious enough to start to explore that. And what I found was research evidence that showed that when you improve your habits, even if you don't lose weight, your health improves. And that was eye-opening. The abysmal data on how 95% of dieters will regain their weight. And yeah. I certainly had the lifestyle experience and the lived experience that showed that that was true. And even the benefits of positive psychology that showed that when you focus on what brings you joy, you have a happier and more satisfying life. And so there was a lot of different things that ended up impacting what went into the body kindness approach.
So, folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Rebecca Scritchfield. Her book is Body Kindness. You can find it on Amazon. It's out now. She's talking a lot about how we can focus on not just a number on a scale, but on better habits to improve our overall health. And we're going to talk about some of the key points that, or maybe one or two key points, we don't want to give away the whole book, that you can start on today and employ in 2017 instead of more negative resolutions. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian. I'm talking to my friend Rebecca Scritchfield. She's also a registered dietitian nutritionist, and her book is called Body Kindness, and you can find it on Amazon. And in Rebecca, in this space of diet books, we know we have paleo, we have keto, we have caveman, we have the zone. I mean, I could just go on and on and on and on. Your book is really a departure from all those books, because you are focusing, I mean, there, Rebecca, there's not one recipe in this whole book, is there? Right? There's no calories, there's no recipes, mm-hmm. right? So, you know.
It's a recipe for life, Leah.
Okay. So, all right. So that's a great way to put it. It's a recipe for life. So, you know, we're in this crazy space, Rebecca, and I'm sure I think you and I have kind of communicated about this on Facebook, where mm-hmm. our society is so visually oriented right now, with especially mm-hmm. in social media with things like Instagram. Mm-hmm. How do you think that Instagram and those types of platforms either help or hurt people in the space of, their body, feeling good or bad mm-hmm. about their weight or their bodies?
Sure. Well, there is new and emerging evidence that is actually starting to make the links between social media consumption and poor body image and self-esteem. We've seen it studied on website use and among teens and adults. And now we're seeing studies come out around social media. And, the problem is that we're all human beings. And we have evolved as these herd animals, right? So we kind of need to find a tribe and stick together. And one person, you know, we've got people who all do their chores, and that's how we survive. We still have a lot of that mindset in today's brain. So what happens with social media is, instead of just comparing in our small little group of, like, I don't know, 10 people or so, we now can compare ourselves to the world.
Yeah.
And we look at our feeds and we instantly reflect back, I don't measure up, I'm not good enough. It's called social comparison. And when we fear not fitting in, you know, things just downward spiral from there. And that's where it harms our self-esteem. We feel like we can't go back to school. We can't go for that promotion. You know, we can't wear a bathing suit on the beach. There's suddenly now all these things we can't do because we feel inadequate. And I call that in the book, I call it compare and despair. So we actually have to build up a safety net around us and rethink our social media feeds. You know, our time is a limited resource, and the way we choose to spend our time is a very valuable and important choice when it comes to being good to yourself and giving yourself a better life. So we need to consider, how much time are we spending online at all? But then in social media, why are we using it? How is it helpful? Because you can always unfollow people and surround yourselves with those who are more body positive and empowering and inspiring. And I love looking at beautiful food pictures too. But I think that there can be a lot of pressure to only show the healthy eating,
right,
and to only show, you know, the stuff that says, here I am, I'm a good girl.
Right.
And I just think it could leave you feeling disappointed.
Well, I want to talk about strategies that you give in the book, a couple of them. And mm-hmm. one of them that you talk about is, you mentioned earlier, was spiral up. Can you explain mm-hmm. what that means?
Yes. So, you know, if you think of a day where maybe you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, you didn't sleep enough that night, and it's like, oh, I got to go to work, right? You're starting off already in like a bad mood. And maybe you didn't leave time for your coffee and, you know, running late in traffic, and the mood gets worse, and it impacts your choice, right? So you're already thinking it's going to be a bad day, and you're racing to a meeting, you see donuts in the office. There's a high chance, because of your lack of sleep, you know, lack of breakfast, needing some energy, that you might just be like, ah, screw it, and grab that donut, you know?
Right.
And a lot of times your mood and the decisions you made before impacts that. And so that we can all relate to is more of like a downward spiral,
right,
where a mood can impact a choice. We're not really thinking about the long-term taking care of ourselves or what really matters. Spiraling up is the flip of that. So it's this idea of noticing where you're at in your spiral. So if you're working on body kindness, you might realize, you know, I didn't get my sleep. I'm noticing I'm in a bad mood. I'm going to try to think of something positive. When I get into work, grab my breakfast or grab my yogurt on the way out the door, you know, whatever that thing is I know I need to both nourish my body. And, you know, even if it is that donut, it's not, oh, the day already sucks, let's eat a donut. It's like, okay, I need some nourishment. Let me try to enjoy this donut a little bit and then go get, you know, my yogurt granola snack or something healthy for lunch later, because I also care about my, you know, body and my health and well-being. So there's a balance there. But the idea is when you spiral up by layering a positive, I want to take care of myself choice, that enhances your mood. And you become more open to the world, to your creativity, to the energy that you want to put out there for your family and your job and all the other things you care about. When you start by saying, hey, what can I do to take care of myself? What can I do in this situation that's downward spiraling and could go bad? How can I flip that up?
And you also talk about the real importance of having fun in your life and just being mm-hmm. happy. So, you know, I know that there's whenever I see things on your Facebook feed, I mean, it looks, well, I remember one trip though, Rebecca, that I think all of your kids got sick for like the first week that you were somewhere. And I mean, I remember reading this and I'm like, oh my gosh, this poor woman. But then you must have spiraled up, Rebecca, because things just, you were like, we're going to get through this and we're going to have a great vacation no matter what. But,
yeah.
But I think that you've, in this book, and folks, again, this is called Body Kindness by Rebecca Scritchfield. She's got some steps and methods in here that you can kind of become more in tune with your habits, not just the number on the scale, but your health habits to help you maybe appreciate who you are and how you look and where you want to be, and not just focus on depriving yourself. So folks, again, Body Kindness by Rebecca Scritchfield. Rebecca, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.